Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm your host, Michael Goger. I am a psychic medium, and I am developing it to be as an intuitive consultant. And here at the show, I format it after nonstop call-in psychic readings. So I'm going to get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you the local number, the international number, and the email for your feedback to your thoughts on my show. And any thoughts or comments you'd have on it or what you would like to see me do during my show. Okay, the number in the U.S. and Canada is 1-888-268-4313. That's in the U.S. and Canada. For our international friends, it's 281-419-7697. If you'd like to send your feedback for the show, it's contact@blogginservice.com. Okay, looks like I got a caller, so I'll go to the first caller, and then I'll keep on giving you the number to call in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This is Mary from Louisiana.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm calling to see if you can give me a reading on my financial situation and health.
Okay, and I'm being pulled right to that. You didn't even have to say that to me. I would have come right out and told you that. The first thing I'm getting around you was finances, and they show me money, and I know right away I'm going to your finances. See how you get your imagery when you're a reader?
Yes, I see.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is money and success is on the way. If you're into anything or starting anything, you're on the right track. You're on the right path. And if you're not, you're going to be real soon, probably within 2 weeks. Okay? And it's going to lead to, I feel like I'm spending money, too, for the home, the family. And I'm also feeling that the increase in finances is improving things in the home, too, the stress level and how everybody's feeling. You understand all that?
Okay.
Okay. And as far as health goes, I'm getting a big heart around you, so that's a good sign.
Good.
I'm getting a special female that's going to be very comforting to me. I don't know if it's a friend or family member or an aide of some kind, but look for a female to be very strong for you and close and comforting. I feel like she's helping me with a few things, too.
Okay.
All righty, and let's see. I'm feeling good on the health. I really feel strong. I feel like at least between now and the end of February, anyway, everything is going to go just fine. And yeah, that's all I'm getting on you, really. I'm getting some numbers for you. You can write some numbers down.
Okay.
I'm getting a 9, and a 13, and a 12.
Okay.
They might be days of the month to watch for, or, you know, if you're expecting a call or a letter or a contact of some kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, maybe I'll take another call.
We're waiting for the line to ring.
Oh, no. All righty. I'll give the number out again. U.S. and Canada. Caller, how you doing?
Thank you.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good to hear.
Okay, let me just go to what I'm feeling for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm getting a significant male presence for some reason, or there's maybe a romance issue or a relationship issue going on.
Okay,
I don't know
great.
If you want me to go there, but...
Sure.
Okay, and I'm feeling good about it. I got hearts around me. I feel like he's strong for me. He's there for me. Are you in a relationship?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
You may find yourself headed into one.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I'm feeling, I don't know why I'm feeling fair haired, reddish, light brown hair, perhaps. I feel like you may know him already. It's a possibility. Or you're going to meet him maybe within the next 2 weeks or bump into somebody that it's going to make some sparks fly.
Oh, fantastic. Sparks. We'll like sparks.
Look for happy-go-lucky. He's somewhat of a show-off. He's not a wallflower. He's you'll know his energy when you see it. He's,
okay.
He'll stand out. And he'll be very affectionate, too, I'm feeling.
Is he a big guy or a little guy?
I'm just getting warm-hearted on him. May Irish descent, possibly Irish.
Irish, okay.
Okay, and let's see what else I'm getting here for you. I'm just being pulled to this relationship with you. It's strange.
Fantastic. Well, I'll take one.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some stuff through here. I think that's all I'm going to get for you is this relationship that's coming. I'm getting some numbers. I get a 14 with you and an 11.
14 and 11.
And, you know, what I'm also hearing with you, are you going to school or studying something or planning on it?
I had thought about it, yes, actually.
Okay. I'm being pulled to, I'm hearing spirit prodding you to go to school or train or do something like that. Some type of studies or training, and it would be very successful for you. And I feel like you'd have no problem with it. You would go right. You would sail through everything with it.
Oh, good news.
I don't know if this is the testing or the exam that's going with the school or the training, or you have some type of an exam or interview coming up that you'll do well at also.
I will have an interview, actually. I'm hopefully getting a job here. So.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I'm getting here. I'm getting a new job, and they're going very well with you. I'm hearing business matters proceeding, but slowly, but proceeding. And there's also a word here, too, not to rush into anything. Sleep on it if you can. If you got the option to go home and think about it, it wouldn't hurt to do so. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I even feel like you can even take, like, up until the end of February to think about it. I just feel like you're going to have... some choices, and you'll be able to consider them and think about them before you have to make a decision.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, options are good.
Yeah. Okay. Everything okay? Take care.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in for a reading, and it's in the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-888-268-4313, 281-419-7697. Hello, Corey, you on?
Yes. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
All righty. You like a general reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm getting finances taken off, business and work with you.
What about the finances?
Picking up and increasing.
Okay.
Okay, hang on a second. And then getting very busy, the work world getting very busy.
Okay.
A lot of activity in the work world. I don't know if you're into business or sales or where you travel, but I do feel like there's going to be a lot of activity in the work world and business world for you, especially going into the end of February.
Okay, great.
Okay, and I'm getting another male involved somehow. He's coming to you possibly with business or thoughts on money.
Okay.
Or ideas about money and business. And I'm also feeling that there's going to be some travel connected to business and work between now and the end of February. Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of restless, active energy around you in the work world. And business and finances.
Okay.
I feel as you go into the end of February, you get some type of a lucky break. Something comes through for you. something you might have your heart set on or excited about or you're trying to achieve, but I feel like it's either a lucky break or it may even come out of the blue unexpectedly. Something is going to come through for you at the last minute or when you least expect it.
Is this work-related or?
I believe it's going to be in a line of opportunity. Okay, it's going to be like you just walk into an opportunity of some kind, and you should take advantage of it. And it'll happen probably around middle of February, end of February.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay, and I would prepare myself to be very busy. I feel as you go, I feel like it's taking place now. The money is manifesting in spirit, and it's about to come into the physical for you. And it should be noticeable soon. And by the middle of February, you're going to be very busy, I feel. And
that's not a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. I feel good about it.
Right.
But I feel I need to be prepared for it because you're going to have your hands full. But you're going to like it at the same time, and it's going to be positive.
Okay, great.
Okay, bud. I got number 10, 11. And 8 for you.
Okay.
Okay, there might be significant days in a month to watch for, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in for a reading in the U.S. and Canada, it's 1-268-4313 in Canada and the U.S. Internationally, it's 281-419-7697. Hi, Cole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
This is Annie from Pittsburgh.
How you doing, Annie?
Real good. Wanted to see what was going on with my finances and my health.
All right, let me just... I like the general readings because I usually answer just about everything in a general reading.
Go for it.
So I'd rather just jump right into it. But it's okay to ask a question, so because they're quicker readings, really, when they get an answer, when I answer a question. Did your mom cross, or is this your grandmother or your mother? There's an older female in spirit around you.
My aunt crossed a long time ago, and so did my grandmother. Before I was born, my grandmother crossed.
I think this is the grandmother. She's very close to you. I don't know if you've been thinking about her or there's something, some type of connection or something, but I feel like...
I was born on the anniversary of her death.
Ah, that's why she's coming through. Interesting. There is a very strong karmic connection between you and Listen, health, I'm feeling real good about my health, really. With you two, I got hearts. When I'm showing hearts, it's usually strength and love and all positive stuff, you know? So, and you have a lot of it around you. Are you in a relationship, Annie?
Yeah, I've been married a couple years.
Okay, I'm feeling good with this. I feel like it's going to get better. So you got that to look forward to. I'm hearing that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and an increase in the romance, too, so I'm hearing. So something, maybe Valentine's Day is going to be above and beyond for you.
Well, that'd be nice.
Okay, I'm getting a relationship developing around you also. Is this a child or a neighbor or somebody close to you falling in love or...
Not that I know of.
You're not going to be connected to some type of engagement or wedding or something. No, write it down because between now and the end of February, somebody might surprise you.
Okay.
Okay, and...
I'm more concerned about my finances, though.
I'm going there now. I'm feeling good about the finances. I really am. I can feel being a little shaky. Are you in a partnership or a business at all?
Not right now, but I'm trying to get some things together.
Okay. Are you thinking about it or working on it? I'm feeling a partnership, and it may be connected to business. So if you're thinking about it or dabbling in it, it should go okay for you. All right?
Okay.
And if it's not going on now, it may be by the end of February, because I give a 30-day reading. I don't like to go beyond 30 days. All my readings are for 30 days.
Yeah, I'm trying to dig myself out of a hole, so.
Okay, I'm feeling that. Another thing I'm feeling with you is that there might have been a dispute or a friendship ended around you, or there's a fight going on or a dispute of some kind right now that you might be in the middle of, or sort of friends separated or a couple separated, but I'm just feeling a dispute around you.
No, I don't understand that one.
Okay, well, if two friends get in a dispute or the dispute of some kind, I don't feel like it would last. It'll blow over quick, and you shouldn't have to worry about it. I'll tell you, I am feeling an engagement or a wedding around you. Yeah, I'm being shown it several times.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep my eyes open.
You know, being shown an engagement, a ring, a wedding, or one developing, so watch out for that. Okay, hang on for a second. You ought to look into your grandmother's life. I feel like she may be an interesting woman, and she's reaching out to you. I don't know if you have anything connected with her, but pictures, even a photo album. I feel like she's pulling me to the things maybe that you can get your hands on that belong to her, or you can go look at it or connect to her somehow, some way.
Well, my daughter looks just like her.
Wow, there is a connection. She's very close to you.
Okay.
Now listen, I feel like you, if there's a need for a professional, like a teacher, doctor, lawyer, lean towards a female if you got the option of that. Okay.
Okay.
And I just feel like this female will be very helpful in a professional manner. So anything concerning a professional service, I would lean toward the female.
Okay.
Let me see. That's about all I'm getting on you. Are you wondering when this will start, or financially, or a job, or an investment of some kind? Or?
Well, my husband is going to be out of work in 2 weeks, and I'm really concerned about finances, so.
Okay, I understand that. And I do feel, I'm feeling what you're feeling, and I feel like it being a concern right up until the end of February, I don't think there's going to be any quick fix to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, you know, I feel like, well, he said 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I feel as though if he was to start looking now, he would possibly find something by the end of February.
Okay.
By the end of February.
Okay.
Is he a professional of any? Is he a professional?
No, he's in construction.
He's in construction.
Bad time of season for construction.
Okay. Target professional businesses if he's looking for work. A school system, a medical institution, or an educational system of some kind. In his pursuit of looking for work, okay?
Okay.
Just remember me saying that. All right?
Okay.
All right, and I got some numbers. I got a 2, a 13, and an 8.
Okay, 2, 13, and
8.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Take care. God bless. There another caller? Hello, caller. Caller, how are you doing?
Good.
Hi. What's your name?
I'd like to have a general reading, please.
Okay, what's your name?
Sue.
Sue, where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada. Great. I got a lot of friends in Canada.
Do you really?
Yes, I
do. Ever been up here?
Oh, no, I've never been there. I've never been out of town.
Oh, you got to come up and see Canada.
I would love to. I plan on it someday. My producer's from Canada, Shailene Bassett, and I plan on visiting her someday.
Awesome.
Yep. Okay. Boy, I got a lot of spiritual energy around you. Very lovely imagery around you. I also feel like, I'll save that for last, but I'll get through what I'm getting right now. I almost want to say that I'm connected to the church or a religious organization of some kind, and I am very spiritual.
I do go to church, but I guess I'm more into metaphysics.
I'm feeling that. You got a significant guide. It's almost like I'm getting like a holy man. You have a guide that's a holy man. It's very significant, very strong around you. You can, he's a teacher, and do you feel as though you're channeling information?
No.
From your guides?
I wish I could, but no.
Do you meditate?
I really try, but I haven't kind of got through yet.
Oh, everybody can meditate. 5 minutes a day. How about you dreaming? I'm getting metaphysical information coming through you somehow. Are you an artist?
No.
You don't write?
No.
No, huh? You should explore those parts of yourself. I think you would have some fun with that.
Okay.
All right. And between now and the end of February, I would pay attention to my dreams and my intuition because I feel as though there's spiritual energy that's communicating with you and on the verge of increasing.
Okay.
You know, like pleasant, you know, information and dreams and your intuition being very strong.
Good news?
Oh, yeah. It's always good news.
Okay.
I don't believe in negative readings or negative energy. I just don't believe in it. I recognize the energy, but I just don't allow it into... the glass is always half full.
Okay.
That's how everybody should think. The glass is always half full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, that's why they're saying teacher. Oh, my God. Because I kept hearing teacher, 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 teacher. All right. Well, you're in the right field.
Good.
You come in to teach. Your soul is very connected to teaching. Conventional. Stay conventional between now and the end of February. Stay mainstream. I just feel as though, are you in a relationship?
Trying to be. Don't know if it's going to work or not.
I'm getting some friction, almost like there's different philosophies or...
Yes.
Very strong. Wow. Compromise, I'm hearing. Compromise and conventional. Have a meeting with him and say, look, we're going to go conventional and compromise, and we're going to make this work. I'm also getting...
Do you think it will?
Like I said, if you can follow the conventional path, traditional. I keep hearing conventional and traditional. I don't know what that means, but I feel
me
like...
Me neither.
It's concerning the philosophy is conflicting. There must be a middle ground somewhere that you can compromise on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm also getting some advice from people from the church. I feel like there's going to be guidance and advice coming from the church. So be open to that. And there's some people, there's some friends or elders within the church that are going to be helpful too. So be open to that. There might be something there for you. All right. And... hang on a second. I'm getting some very useful advice and help being given to you between now and the end of February. I'm also hearing a delay is being done away with. There's some type of a delay, and it's going to be removed. Okay? And I am going into...
Around what?
I'm going to relationship and romance and issues of the heart. I'm feeling... I don't give absolutes or definite...
No, I know.
Okay, but if I'm leaning towards a very nice relationship by the end of February.
Okay, so do you know if it's somebody new or it's the one I'm trying to work on now?
Hang on a second. beginning of beginnings. Did you have one just start?
Well, no, we had one that ended and trying to get it back together.
Okay. It's either going to be this coming back together or it will be a new one.
Okay.
I know it's kind of either there or here, but I'm hearing beginning. And now that you tell me that you're trying to get back together again, it could be that or a new one. But I feel like one is beginning, so... And I feel like you're starting now. It's manifesting slowly, and...
Well, there's no one else.
Okay. Well, then it must be him, then. I would put my all into it, at least until the end of February, anyway. I feel like by the middle of February, it'll be obvious that it's going to work.
Okay.
And you'll know definitely who it is, so probably within 2 weeks. You're going to watch it develop, and I'm leaning towards it being him. I really am. But remember, I've been wrong, and I don't do absolutes.
That's fair.
Listen, do you have the same friendship social circle?
Yeah.
All right, because I feel like friends being instrumental in this or helping it come together, okay? And I'm also getting a good social life, too. I feel like I go into the end of February celebrating, and I'm happy. And I'm feeling like I'm in love. And I feel like it's him. And it's starting back up again, and it's looking good by the middle of February. I'm seeing a ring. I'm seeing a gift. I'm also getting a birth, too. Is anybody around you expecting or planning on it, or...
Possibly. They're not sure yet if they're pregnant.
Okay. Well, between now and the end of February, you may hear about it or encounter it in some way. I pick up on whatever you interact with, whatever you are invested in emotionally.
I just heard that this girl might be pregnant, but it would not be a good thing if she was.
It could be I'm picking up on that, seeing that you were interacting with it. Okay. Or it could be another one coming, but...
But to tell you the truth, I don't really think she's pregnant. But anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Possible.
And listen, I got some numbers for you. I got a 1 and a 5 and an 8.
1, 5, and an 8.
Yep.
All right.
And everything's looking good here. I feel very pleasant for you. I just feel like help and advice comes, and you just slowly grow back into being in a relationship and being in love. I really do feel that for you. All right?
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything. Take care.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. Hi, next caller. Hello? Caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Dan from Buffalo.
Hi, Dan.
Yes. I'd like a general. Please.
Okay. See, Dan, I'm feeling very good for you here. I feel like I'm celebrating and I'm getting a wish or a prayer of some kind. I just feel like a hope is coming true, and I feel very good about it with you. I'm just celebrating about something. Boy. Hang on for a second, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, is there an illness around you that you're dealing with? Somebody's ill or something?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. My wife plus me.
You're ill?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling more treatment is needed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm feeling that it may be surgery. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Is there hope, Dan?
Yes.
I'm hearing hope. You realize there's hope?
Yes, I realize there's hope.
Okay, I'm feeling good about things. I feel as though...
Your neck.
I'm feeling though, even though there is... I'm feeling sad and like I lost, but I'm also feeling like I'm doing okay at the same time. Can you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I feel like I've been, you know what I mean, Dan? And the angels around you, I can hear angels singing around you. They're watching over you. Okay, and I'm feeling other family members rejoicing also. Okay?
All right.
And did you just lose somebody, Dan? Or somebody
yes.
left, or...
my wife's family member.
What's that, Dan?
Niece.
You just lost a niece?
Yes.
Because I'm getting a loss also, and it is a female.
Right.
Okay, and she's telling me to tell you that the angels came and took her away and carried her away. She was being hugged and loved by the angels. And she's very happy. She wants that message to get through to you.
Okay.
Okay? And, okay, other than preparing yourself for the treatment and the things that you need done, I feel as though you're going to be okay, buddy. All righty?
All right.
I got some numbers for you. I got a 10 and a 3 and a 6.
10 and a 3 and a 6.
Yeah. Might be important days for you there.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Nice, man. Wish you luck, Dan. Okay. Another caller?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Sheree, and I'm from Southern Tennessee.
Okay. I love your accent.
Thank you.
I do. I love the Southern accent. Okay. Boy, I'm getting a lot of stuff here with you. Is there a relationship that you're wondering about?
Yes.
Okay. Is it on shaky ground? I feel like there's some uncertainties with this.
Right. There he is.
Okay. I'm wondering if you're even wondering.
Exactly. I am.
Okay. And I feel like there's good cause. There's some insincerity there. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel as though... I feel as though it's just going to play itself out. I really do. I feel like, I feel that it's going to, you know, it's going to go on until both of you realize that neither one of you really know what you want, and it's probably going to just kind of like wane and slow down in significance. You understand that?
Right. Is it the new relationship I'm in or the one that I was involved in, the first one? I mean, there is a new person. Do you see it's the new person?
How recent was the split?
Probably about 7-8 weeks now.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's what they were showing me then. All right. I believe it was the one that ended.
Okay.
I believe it was the one that was ended. Now you started the new one.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a little on shaky ground, too.
Yeah, I was just going back to my my present thoughts there, and I'm starting to feel that... I want to tell you to go slow. This is how I'm feeling, and this is what I'm hearing from Spirit. I would slow down a little bit. I would pull back a little bit and slow down a little bit and really take a look at what's going on around you. Really,
hearing? I'm hearing coast along for a while.
I would kind of, I'm not telling you to end it, but I'm kind of telling you to coast along to the end of February. Don't make no long-reaching plans romantically until the end of February. Does that help you any?
Yeah. The other man, the first man that I was involved with for 14 years, does want to continue the relationship we once had. Do you think you'd go back that way? I'm just undecided.
Boy, you know, I would, with you, to be honest with you, I wouldn't make any decisions romantically until the end of February.
Okay.
I really wouldn't. I feel as though I would be able to make better decisions at the end of February romantically.
Okay.
There's an overwhelming feeling to tell you this, and I think it would be helpful to you.
Okay.
And there's also, are you working or?
Going to school.
What's that?
Going to school, continuing my education.
Stay on top of your finances, okay?
Okay.
I really want to watch my finances until the end of February. Do you have any plans to travel between now and the end of February?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, if you do make any, there may be a delay or a cancellation, so be prepared for that.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel like it'll be due to miscommunication. Somebody's not going to do something right, and plans are going to be delayed or ruined.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm also feeling with you, there's some type of an aunt in you that you should explore. I feel like your imagination and this talent, this art talent that you have, can be balanced together and integrated. Do you write or draw or anything like that?
Yeah, I like to write.
You like to write? You could,
yeah.
You could have some success with that if you focused on it a little more and did a little more channeling your higher self, your imagination. Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking so much, I'm getting dry. But it's okay. I love doing it.
Are you picking up anything medically with me?
Not medically, but stressful.
Right.
Stress-wise, your nerves and your emotions, I'm a little concerned about. You may need to baby yourself a little and take a break. I think that's why they were telling me nothing romantically until the end of February, because I feel like you need a break. You need a time out and to think about things. And I feel like if you can do that, you're going to say, this is the way it's going to be. No matter what happens, I'm making this decision and I'm going to go with it. Okay? So I feel like by the end of February, you'll be able to think clearly and make an accurate decision.
Okay.
I'm getting through a difficult situation. There's no problem at all. I'm also getting help or advice concerning legal or financial issues.
Right.
Okay. I feel like some advice is coming to me, and I should watch for it. Or if I feel like I really need it, I should go out and get it, okay?
Okay.
But it may automatically come to you in a way, so be open to that. And I just feel like I want to concentrate on the stress of my life. I really do. Okay?
All right.
So coast along and just kind of take care of yourself until the end of February, and everything will fall into place for you.
Okay. Thank you.
And you got the number 18, 7, and 4.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. God bless.
Uh-huh. You too.
Oh, I had to take a drink of water. I'm sorry, guys. If you want to call in, get a greeting. Oh, there's one now. Hi, caller.
Great.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kitty, and I'm calling from California.
Ah, okay. How you doing, Kitty?
I'm just listening to Michael on the air, hoping to get through.
Hi. Am I okay?
You're fine.
Okay, good. All right, you are surrounded with metaphysics.
Yes.
Surrounded with metaphysics. Very strong. Also, a lot of opportunities coming to you. A lot of opportunities.
Wonderful.
Very exciting. They're outside the home. I'm very busy. I'm really enjoying myself. I'm creating magically. I know how to create. And I'm using it. Pay attention to your dreams, your intuition. Whatever you're into, continue it.
Okay.
I'm also getting a significance. Are you your own boss or a business woman?
My husband is self-employed, but I'm looking into going into a home course or home studies.
Okay. That would be very successful for you, and I feel like your hubby is going to do very well, too.
Great.
I'm picking up on him. You can share that info with him.
Okay.
I'm just feeling the boss is doing very well, so I'm picking up. I'm almost positive it's him.
Great.
Boy, a lot of significant energy with you. It looks like you're going to have a very busy 30 days. Very active in business work, finances, also in what I love to do, I'm hearing. I'm hearing skilled businessman. Government, so I don't know if there's a connection to the government. I don't know what this is. I don't know if you're waiting for information or a grant or approval, whatever it may be. Any type of connection to government will go well with you.
Oh, that's amazing to me.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a connection there, but be open to it. You never know what's going to come your way.
Wow. Okay.
I feel as though a male energy will be coming into your realm that's going to be significant to you and connected to what you're into and what you enjoy, and there's going to be a connection there some way, somehow, business or opportunity or some type of connection with this male. I'm hearing manager and partner. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Not at this moment.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah, be open to that. I'm hearing entertaining, too. Some type of entertaining.
Entertaining?
Yeah, entertaining of some kind. Entertaining, I'm hearing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, be open to all this. Rising in influence, too. Influence with people. I feel like, I think some of this is with your hubby, too.
Okay.
I feel as though he's, can he advance, or is he waiting for a promotion or a step up of some kind?
Well, actually, he's self-employed.
Oh, I see. I'm feeling an expansion.
Oh.
There's going to be an expansion with him. And does he work, does he connect with government or politics at all?
No.
No? It's definitely an expansion. Just tell him to keep that in the back of his mind. Maybe it's a politician that wants to do business with him, but
oh.
Be open to it.
Okay.
I'm also feeling a sound financial position and base. I feel like everything's going to be okay financially. It's you're laying the groundwork for future security.
Yes.
So you definitely got that going on. Very. I don't know if this is you or your hubby, but I'm getting a significant IQ. I don't know what this means, but there's a significant IQ of some kind. Relying on intelligence. I feel like it's you.
Very possibly could be.
Yeah, I feel as though between now and the end of February, I might be pulled to use my intuition, but I should use my intelligence. So remember me saying that.
Okay.
With some type of a situation. Okay, you're
going
to be...
Would that be to do with the home course I'm going to be doing? It's
going to lead to an occupation?
Possibly. I feel. Hang on for a second. Whew. A lot of new opportunities up here. A lot of new opportunities. Definitely going to business and school and business like matters. That's where all the opportunities are going to be. That's what they're telling me. I'm getting several different courses I can take. I feel like not only my workload, but the path that I can go down. I'm going to be given choices and opportunities and be open for them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm definitely surrounded with education and then picking up skills and acquiring skills and then using them. Boy, I don't know what this is with politics. I keep hearing politics around you.
That is so interesting because I've never really been
strange.
Very interested in that.
Yes.
But that's okay.
A bold step, too. I feel like it's like I might encounter something chancy, or I feel like it's a bold step for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I should just go ahead and do it, and I'll do fine.
Okay, so go with it.
Well, they're coming right out and telling me, tell her to put her ideas into practice.
Okay, great.
Okay, and it will be rewarding.
Hmm.
Use your imagination. Very important. I feel like I have a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of ideas, and they're all good ideas, and I should really go with it and work with it. Okay?
Okay.
And very important for your energy is to stay self-reliant and flexible. And always maintain the ability to choose your own actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stay flexible.
Yes.
And focus on determination up here, and you're going to be fine.
Great. Yes, I've had a lot of a rough 3 years, but things are beginning to look up. So.
Definitely looking up. I feel fantastic for you. Between now and the end of February, things are going to start really turning around for you.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's a lot of spiritual energy that you can tap into and create with it.
Great.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, and one question, if I may. I have a surgery coming up.
Okay.
Do you see the recovery going well and quickly or no?
I feel it going quick. I feel everything being fine.
Okay, great.
I really do. I feel as though, when is the surgery? Because
it's the 26th of this month.
Of January. Okay. You know, I feel like I'm back to work by the end of February. There's absolutely, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel very strong, and I feel the middle of February.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're going to do real well with it, I feel.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And do you see any healing abilities on my part for the future?
With you?
Mm-hmm. For others. I've been told that. I just wanted to see what you think.
I feel as though you could go in any direction with your spiritual abilities.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Okay, you take care and God bless.
Well, thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, I really would appreciate, I'm getting tons of email to my email and to the group, but I would like to see more of it go to BBS and tell them how you like the station and listening to the shows. Hello, caller. Paula.
I'd like a reading.
Hi.
I don't have a specific question, just a reading.
Okay, let me see what I can do for you. Boy, I am being pulled to a relationship with you. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Maybe one coming by the end of February. Are you looking?
No.
No? You might bump into one. Hmm.
Wait, is there somebody not? Is there somebody ill around you, or are you ill?
My stepmother and my dad is.
Okay, they're jumping right at me. What's your name?
Deanna.
Sienna?
Yeah.
Okay, Sienna, I'm hearing recovery and improvement in health issues.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also hearing that, is one of them in the hospital?
No, they're not. Neither one.
Okay, do they have treatment or something in the hospital or back and forth or?
No, it's been a while. My stepmother's been in the hospital, but it's been a while.
Okay, well, if that was to occur between now and the end of February, I don't feel it being too big of a deal. I am hearing good news to anyone that's ill right now. So whatever position they're in at this time, there should be an improvement. Okay.
All right.
That was the first thing that they were giving me with you. Also, I'm hearing with you, do you care for them or?
Yeah.
Okay, you're under a lot of stress, I feel. I feel like you need to take a break. Okay?
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I work hard and I got my hands full. And, you need to take a walk or sit outside and relax for a while. Okay?
All right.
And I feel like things are going to get a little easier for you because their conditions should improve, all right?
All right.
Okay, hang on one more second. Well, I talk so much, I'm getting dry. Okay, I'm getting some help from an older male, Sienna, okay?
Okay.
So stay open to that. I don't know if this is a relative or a friend. Do you work also?
No, I'm not working right now.
Okay, this could be a neighbor or a friend or a family member. I feel like it's an older male and they're going to help you.
All right.
Okay, and if you see it developing, be open to it and even go as far as asking for help if you need it, okay? Because I feel like they'll be there and they'll be willing to help you. All right?
All right.
Okay, did I help you?
Yeah, you helped a lot.
Okay, I got some numbers for you.
All right.
4, 14, and 24. All right?
All right.
Okay, good luck and take care. God bless.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, folks, send your feedback email to BBS Radio. I'd like to thank everybody at BBS Radio right now for allowing this to happen and for giving me the opportunity to bring my show, Your Inner Thoughts, to you. And send your feedback to contact@blogginservice.com. And if you would like to get a hold of me and find me, go to www.yahoogroups.com. And type in the search, going within_2. I'm also available in private. And if you're interested in a private reading, email me at going within_2@yahoo.com. Okay. And I think we can do one more call.
You.
Hi. Paula, how you doing?
Hello, good. And you?
I'm doing okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh,
Mount
nice.
Pleasant, that is.
Nice. I got a lot of friends there, too. Okay. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yes.
I'm glad you called. How do you like the show tonight?
Good.
Good. You think it'll go places?
Oh, I think so.
Good. I'm having fun, enjoying doing what I'm doing, so I'll be here every Wednesday night at midnight.
Yeah, our friends Michelle and Ted, he gets readings, so.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, join the group.
I think I will.
Okay, tell your friends about me.
I will, too, do that.
The more the merrier. We're getting bigger every day. I do two or three shows every week for free.
Uh-huh.
dozens of readings for free.
Yeah, we didn't know nothing about him until we went down to North Carolina and they were showing us about him, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Wow, great, good. I want the word to get out there.
Yes.
Okay, listen, with you, I'm getting finances and money. I'm being pulled there. Actually, hearts and romance and money. So I feel as though I'm going to be doing something with the home or where I'm living, either making it bigger, improving it, or maybe even moving.
Okay.
I mean, if you own it, you may be expanding it or extending it or making it better somehow. And if it's an apartment, maybe some upgrades or even maybe even moving, like I'm saying.
Okay.
If there's a need, you may encounter that. Or
okay.
Somebody close to you between now and the end of February.
Okay.
I feel like I'm cashing in on some kind of a talent or a skill I have. Maybe making some money on the side or doing something extra or thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I should go for it. I feel like it'll be successful and it'll work well for me.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, this would go to the work world or business on the side, okay?
Business on the side.
Okay, and I go into the February very pleasant in a love life.
Okay.
Very happy, very pleased about my life and the way the world is going, my home and my family and my relationships are all doing well.
Okay.
Is there good? I feel like a wedding or an engagement. Is this you or?
No, I'm already married.
Okay. Is there anybody around you getting engaged?
I think my next door neighbor is going to be.
Okay. I feel like you might be involved in that or going there because, or talking about it a lot with them because I'm feeling it's just being around you between now and the end of February.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be competing for something, and I may win out somehow, some way, and I don't want to flaunt it in a way.
Okay.
I'm not sure where this is going, but be careful not to rub anything in anybody's face or flaunt anything. You know what I mean? Kind of like downplay being the winner.
Okay.
In a way. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel it being important for you. And other than that, everything looks great for you.
Okay.
I got the number 3 and the number 9 and 16.
3, 9, 16. Okay. And we're expecting another baby. Do you think this is going to be a good thing? Is it going to be healthy?
I think it's going to be fantastic, and I think it's going to be very healthy.
Okay.
Do
you see a boy or a girl?
Oh, boy. Everybody makes fun of me because I'm not good with this, but I have been accurate with it, and I'm feeling a girl.
A girl?
I'm being shown a female.
Okay.
A very special, talented baby. This much I know.
Okay.
Okay, and, talented and special. Very talented and special.
Okay.
And the arts, almost like a dancer type thing. Going on here, a performer of some kind.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting with this baby. It's going to be a special baby.
Okay.
Very good for you. Okay?
All right.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care to you too.
God bless.
God bless.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, I'll say goodnight for now. Thank you for listening to my show, You're in the Thoughts. And, I'll see you next Wednesday at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Take care and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.